That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're here tonight at the end of August, and there is a lot of information to be discussed because this is going to be a heck of a month coming in, and I want to give you important information and important dates. And luckily, we're being recorded, so you can download the archives tomorrow or the next day and have it, and remind yourself all through the month what the dates are. The full moon is in Pisces on Wednesday, and the Uranus shift, Uranus is going retrograde on Thursday, while Venus turns back direct on Sunday. And we will all feel this energy, especially the Pisces supermoon, full moon. The electric energy of Uranus can feel like a huge ship. Remember the ship over in the canal, in the Suez Canal, that got stuck for 2 weeks and then finally had to turn around? Well, that's what this energy is going to feel like, heavy-ish and turning around slowly, slow but sure. That's what this week is going to feel like, going through molasses. But after that, things are going to quicken up pretty fast. The Uranus energy is linked to earthquakes, volcanoes, and hurricanes. And of course, we're seeing the second one come in to the Gulf. The first one went over Hawaii. That was pretty bad. Any kind of earth disturbances, especially since it's in Taurus, that's what Uranus brings in. Also, expect changes in politics and finances. All this energy, which you could already be feeling now, will increase the seismic activity of the globe. Uranus represents sudden, radical surprises, like power cut out, lenders being removed, not going through mortgages, sudden deaths, cyber attacks, leaders being stepping down, truth coming to the light. Uranus is the planet of truth, awakening. It represents the kundalini energy in the physical body. And all of this energy will be manifesting this week. The Pisces supermoon will be the biggest and brightest of the four supermoons, this one being the third, which means that this moon is at the closest point to the Earth this year. I hope that wherever you are, you have a clear sky so you can see it. Don't miss it. Supermoons are really spectacular. The tides will be higher and have a strong, great gravitational pull on the tectonic plates, but also on our psyche, on our thinking, on our mind. And you'll feel almost like you have water flowing through the brain. You ever feel like that? Get up in the morning and feel like you have water in the head? That's the energies. It's going to be a very powerful moon in lots of ways, and I'm discussing it all tonight, doing the best I can. I hope I don't leave anything out. It happens at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, and over in Europe and on the other side of the world, it happens in the early morning of August 31st at 7 degrees Pisces. This energy tends to pull all things to a head, particularly your feelings and emotions. Pisces certainly falls into that category because it's one of the most sensitive water signs. It has to do with kindness, sympathy, empathy, compassion. This energy is very much connected with the spiritual forces, God, the Source, oneness, unconditional love, healing, creativity, and bright colors. Pisces has a very beautiful side to it. Besides that, a lot of people are going to be wanting to wear very colorful clothes for some reason. Because we have Venus moving through Leo, this can be a time of spectacular creativity. We can have a lot of feelings at this time, great feelings of compassion. Pisces wants to care for the vulnerable, the less well-off. It's quite devotional and egoless. That's why most nurses and nuns are Pisces. It represents kindness and great compassion. It can also bring in feelings of overwhelm, confusion. It's way too much. Way too much is going on. It feels that way because we have five planets in mutable signs, which can be very good with adaptability and flexibility. But when we have so much energy, especially in Pisces, it feels that like it's too much completely. Too much is going on. And we feel overwhelmed, like we can't see the forest for the trees. Pisces is linked to illusions. This is linked to movies and the theater. Illusion, a theatrical performance. But in this big, bright Pisces supermoon, it could be shining a light on disillusionment. I went through disillusionment this year, and it's not easy. Disillusionment is the illusion collapsing for you. or great disappointment, or any type of deception, which is very linked to Pisces and Neptune, which is now in Pisces. Disillusionment is when you expect, you have expectations, you expect somebody to be a certain way, like when you meet a movie star or a politician, and they're not the way that you thought they were, and you get angry because your needs aren't being met, and you go into something called disillusionment. And that lesson is not to worship people and not to make people more important than what they are, just people. Pisces is linked to deception, scandals, things are not what they seem, the media, drugs, alcohol, pharmaceuticals. The moon will be shining a light on all those things. Pisces and Neptune are also linked to the blood, as well as liquid and water. So we could have a lot of flooding going on. With any sun-moon opposition, as in a full moon, and this full moon is linked to service because of Virgo. Virgo is opposite Pisces. It's practical service. Like, can I make some soup? This is a tragedy. What can I do to help? What can I do in a crisis? Pisces works more with energy. Caring, empathy, compassion, giving you a hug. Virgo works with healing, and giving themselves up to others for service. All of this is linked to health. Pisces, Neptune to the blood. Virgo to tiny things, microbes, bacteria, what you can see under a microscope. Also the gut. Virgo process is that it wants to get everything running like clockwork, everything categorized, everything in its right place, everything running like clockwork. Whether in a business context, which would be like a librarian or a lawyer, or in the health realm, it wants to get the body running like clockwork, very much into nutrition and into health and exercise. So health issues are going to be coming up strongly at this full moon. Just watch, because they're trying to put the mask mandate back in place. It's already starting. I'd like to talk about dreams, because Pisces and Neptune are very much linked to our dreams. Now, I don't know if you know it, but I do dream analysis, and that's on my website and available for you if you have a dream that you would like explained. And if you don't already keep a dream diary, it would be a good idea to have one. You want to really have one during this supermoon energy, and then keep it going until the end of the year. You'd be glad you did. When you first wake up in the morning, don't open your eyes or change position after you've had a dream. First, recall the dream into your awake consciousness. Remember as much detail of it as you can. Then, write down the dream. And always keep a pen and paper by the bed. This really works, and it's a good tip of how to remember your dreams. Because when you move or sit up, the dream can slip away. You can ask a question to your dream, say at any time. I don't know if you know that, but you can ask a question as you go to sleep at night. And you should have the answer either in the dream or in your thoughts in the morning. It really works. You're asking your question to the subconscious and superconscious part of you. Show me the next step. show me what's the best between A and B. You will get an answer, and usually it's very different from what you expect. Your dreams are always your higher guidance. That's why we have dreams, and they have been relied upon and proven to be very helpful over the years worldwide. At this time, we're increasing our psychic sensitivity. We're increasing our telepathy and our natural healing ability as we go forward. So you're going to feel yourself very psychic, thinking and knowing things ahead of time, extremely telepathic. You'll feel people thinking about you, which is so interesting. The messages of Saturn in Pisces is important now. Saturn can act like a reality check. It's saying, let's get real about your spiritual practice. Virgo says you have to practice regularly and daily. Daily habits of meditation, and you really have to be disciplined about it. Also, tuning into the divine in a bigger way right now. Not just because the moon is in Pisces, but because we also have a sextile between Neptune and Pluto through the rest of the year. And that's going to bring a wonderful electrical, magical energy, especially in the moonlight. Whenever we have an aspect between Neptune and Pluto, it has the potential to bring in the paranormal, a sense of multi-dimensions, and slipping quietly and mystically into other dimensions, especially when you're driving the car, that can happen. With Saturn conjunct the moon, it can seem as if linear time is dissolving. Time is under the boundaries of the third dimension, 3D. And it's also a very tangible reality that we've lived through. We've always had time and time schedules. And you know, that didn't really start until we had the trains. And the trains would be going into stations, and everybody would have a different time. Nobody had coordinated clocks. So then we decided that the place would be out of Greenwich Mean Time in England. The center between the east and the west, and we develop time. But we're going to go back to that gradually dissolving time over the next 3 years. It's going to be interesting to see how that happens. We also now have Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus, and they are trining Mercury in Virgo. This is, again, about the ongoing theme of the truth coming to light. Uranus is about clarity, truth, a piercing sort of truth. Jupiter is about truth, honesty, and justice. And we will see more of this coming into the news. It's only just started to come this month, because we're in Virgo. The month of Virgo is going to bring it out. And that goes on to the fall equinox. Also, this is about big thinking. Think expansively. Think about a bigger future vision. Jupiter, Mercury, both in Uranus. I'm sorry. Jupiter and Mercury and Uranus are all about the future, our future vision. And this will give us a glimpse of what's coming at the conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus next April 2024. Now, remember that I said that. That's the first date I'm giving you tonight. The conjunction of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus next April 2024. This is going to involve a big jump in our consciousness, because Uranus is the higher mind and Jupiter is expansion. it's very likely to bring us more galactic news, information from the cosmos, and even contact. It's also manifesting, making physical whatever your vision is, and that's magical. Say you want a new car. Well, sit in your house and hear that car in the garage, the motor running. Picture the type of car you want, the color car you want, and put it in your garage. Do that every day and watch what happens. Now we're going to make it physical. We are building communities. We're building new communities. Literally, we're building new structures. It's about investing in new ways to grow food. New agricultural systems are coming into being, and that's because of Taurus. Taurus rules food. Also, the energy is likely to bring in financial changes. That's because Venus is linked to money, currencies, values, and squaring Jupiter, which can be very positive. By the end of September, Venus will square Uranus for the third time, and that's going to bring in a lot more information and plans about digital currencies. With regard to digital currencies, there is a push towards centralized bank digital currencies underway. They're trying to get it worldwide. But remember, digital centralization is really under the auspices of Capricorn, top-down structure. And Pluto, as we know, is moving back into Aquarius in January and fully into Aquarius in November of 2024 for the next 20 years. Aquarius is decentralized energy. It's networks, grassroots, bottom-up, ordinary people coming together and growing from the grassroots up. No longer the top down, no longer being bossed around and being forced to do other people's ideas, but from the grassroots up, a much more equal and horizontal society is evolving. So the direction of our collective future is decentralization. Astrologically, that's what's coming. So be aware of these movements that are all happening. And be aware of the astrology as well. I do hope that's why you listen to my program every week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're going to take a break and listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report. Week of September 4th through September 10th, 2023. The energies are shifting on September 3rd and 4th as Venus enters a retrograde cycle at 12 degrees Leo on Sunday. She now enters the post-retrograde shadow until early October. Your changing ideas, needs, and values surrounding love, money, relationships, art, and beauty, and you're beginning to implement them into a part of your daily life. The week is dominated by several buoyant aspects between the sun and Mercury in Virgo, and Jupiter in Taurus. The summer is over, and it's time to get back to work. It's an excellent astrological time for support to help you achieve your goals and gain success. On Monday, Jupiter turns retrograde at 16 degrees Taurus until December 30th. It's time to do behind-the-scenes reviews and planning for your next big ideas, including travel, publishing, expanding your belief system, getting ready to move, or other characteristics associated with Jupiter's desire to expand you to the next level. This means that all five outer planets are now retrograde. Even though Monday is Labor Day and most people have the day off, don't let the day's excellent communication aspects go to waste. If there are any important conversations you need to have, today is the day. It's also a perfect time to spruce up your resume, answer all those emails, and go over your business goals before getting too involved with the holiday festivities. Review the bigger picture of your life and go beyond all those little desires towards a larger concept of what you are bringing to the planet Earth. It will pay off. Mercury begins the second half of his retrograde cycle on Wednesday, September 6th, lasting to the 15th. The general rule of this communication breakdown and rethinking cycle is that you tend to old business during the first half of Mercury retrograde and then begin to work on your future projects during the second half. While in Virgo, it is time to cleanse and simplify both your closets and your body. The day is brimming with strong professional energy vibrations. It's a great day for brainstorming, teamwork, and getting a lot of work and chores done. Friday and Saturday, September 8th and 9th, have very pleasant planetary aspects, along with the moon being in her favorite sign, Cancer. Spend happy times catching up with family or sprucing up your home. In the evening, enjoy some comfort food. People could become loud, mouthed, and controlling on Sunday, so make your escape by going out to a movie or working on an artistic project. The motto for the entire week is that there are amazing opportunities out there that can spring up from the tiniest of seas. So be aware and keep your eyes and heart open. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program. Hi, it's Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And we're talking about September. And September holds a lot of confusing, turbulent energy that is designed to get at absolutely the truth. Thus, the energy will be with us up to the first October eclipse. With the Aquarius energy coming in late January, the turbulence will absolutely get us to the truth, to justice, to a fairer society. The energy is fighting against elitism, deception, and injustice. It's unrelenting and warrior-like. It will be interesting to see how that plays out. Please try to remember that there is a tremendous beneficial purpose for all the collective consciousness as this all works its way through the next few months. My goodness, there's going to be a lot going on here through the end of the year. As we enter September, we have six planets retrograde. Jupiter turns retrograde on September 4th, which is Labor Day in the U.S. The energy will bring us introspection. So let us get some rest and to look at our own self within. Let us all to go back over how well we did these last few years. As the planets go back into direct motion, you may ask yourself, would I have taken the same course of action, or would it have been different now that I have learned a lot, now that I have learned the truth? Do I have a different perspective on matters this New Year's as I had last New Year's, or is it different? And if so, how? You need to ask yourself those questions so that you can help your soul to grow as we move along through these turbulent times. Jupiter turns retrograde at 50 degrees Taurus. So if you have any planets between 13 and 18 degrees in the fixed signs, which are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, you will feel an expansion of whatever house that energy falls into your chart. In September, the outer planets, including Jupiter, only move about a degree. So that means that they are drilling down to get your attention wherever it is, wherever that lands in your chart. Uranus is at 28 degrees Taurus, and it has not been at that degree since the 1940s. You could start having this feeling of restlessness, a feeling of urgency, a feeling that time is running out, and think, I've got to make a change. I've got to get on with this. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing, but I feel restless. I've got to make a change. The energy that you're feeling wants to break up an old, stale routine and old patterns. If you don't do this voluntarily, the universe will do it for you, usually in a more difficult way. The change will come suddenly from the outside as a curveball or disruption. The energy is highlighting what you've already outgrown in your consciousness. In that sense, be very aware that there is a deep need for change with everyone, everywhere, worldwide. As for Pluto, at 28 degrees Capricorn, it hasn't been in that position since 1798. Pluto has a 248 degree cycle. The cardinal signs will be affected by this. Aries, Libra, Cancer, Capricorn. This energy will bring a great deal of intensity into your life. Your life could experience a power play, manipulation, somebody trying to make you do what you don't really want to do. Remember, Pluto also demands change. These are massive changes. They're not easy ones. Uranus is quick, sudden, radical, and rapid, while Pluto is karmic, always karmic, deep, intense, causing permanent change. It represents death and rebirth, endings and new beginnings. Pluto is really the transformation planet. Things, people, circumstances can often move out of our lives in a very profound way in order to birth a whole new episode into your life. This energy is very powerful, and you will most certainly feel it, and there is no avoiding it. Please let me know what's going on. I would love to know what you're going through and how you're working through it. Also, there is a quincunx between Mars and Saturn, with Mars at 2 degrees Libra, which can help you strengthen your spiritual intention and manifestation process. Before you begin a project or anything else, always set an intention. And when you do so now, it will be triple powerful. So you can think before you start. Let my desire manifest and be for the highest good of all. That will bring you in focus, intent, and it's a strong statement to your blessed higher self and your soul. Let my desire manifest and be for the highest good of all. That's a wonderful intention to set as you start new beginnings, whether you buy a house or open a bank account or get a new car, whatever you're doing. Now let's talk a little bit about the month of September. This month is the time I have been talking about all year. It will be the culmination of all that has been going on all year and for the last 3 years, and promises to be quite shocking as well. People are going to be shocked. They're going to be confused. And things are about to change big time. There are so many revelations and so many dates where things will transpire and happen. This month will bring us monumental change, and the world is about to see all that we have been waiting to see. So much so that we won't even believe it when we're told. September will be a major wake-up call around the world. This energy, this truth, would not have been exposed unless we had experienced all of the trials and tribulations that we've been through since the 2020s opened. This virus we went through has brought to the surface many things that we did not know about. With every cloud, there's always a silver lining. The truth comes out after the storm, and we're going to get a big dose of it this month. All of the events that have been happening about politics, money, hidden secrets, and corruption, all of this has been going on for over 60 years and longer than that. Now it will be all out in the open. Now we know it, now we can see it. And we can say it's all crazy, but it's been going on for such a long time. We're going to have to really work with ourselves and with our minds to accept it and move on to the future. As it is all exposed, you will realize that thousands and thousands of people are going to be confused. What we believe is the truth, and what we have believed for years will be proven to be lies. It all gets exposed, and no one can believe that the old ways weren't the right ways anymore. It's very hard. What you believe, now you are thrown a curveball. How do you deal with it? There's going to be massive confusion and upsets going on, and denial. What happened is, the truth comes out, and we go through mass confusion, and then it settles down, and it makes for a better world. The entire world is going through a major transformation. Why is all this happening right now? Well, we're going to take our break, and then I'm going to come back and tell you why, and I'm going to give you very important dates for you to have through the next 6 weeks. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. We'll take our break, and I'll be with you after this song.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
was Elizabeth Hepburn singing with the U.S. Army Band at West Point. It's so beautiful. I was telling my producer about the beautiful hill that they sing out on Saturday nights on the Hudson River. And you can go across to Cold Spring Harbor, and there are restaurants along there. And you do outside dining along the Hudson and look across and see our men singing, men and women now, singing that song. And that's where I grew up around that area. It was just beautiful. So we're going to continue on about what's coming in September. The nose changed signs back in March. That was huge. That sets us into a whole new area. The north node sits at 25 degrees of Aries, the beginning of a new era. It's the first sign in the zodiac, and it's a part of what's now a cardinal grand cross. Now the eclipses are to begin in mid-October. The nodes are our destiny, and they show us what fate is about to unfold. Right now it's a very turbulent time, and has been since March. They have been building up, bringing in a sense of being out of control. September brings the unraveling, big time, especially since most of September is in Virgo, which deals with health, healing, and work issues, and everything being picked up, put away, and in order. The eclipse on October 14th will be at 21 degrees Libra and sits on the south node. Libra deals with justice and balance. Also, open enemies and obstacles. This energy will be with us till the end of the year. Wake up and notice the effects are coming in right now. And the energy will ask you to wake up and notice. I had warned you about this year's hurricane season. Look at the storms and the fire in Hawaii. This season will be very powerful and unforgettable. We now have a hurricane building in the Gulf of Mexico coming into Florida. We'll have to see how that works out. People are going to be searching for deeper spiritual understanding. What do you do when you feel such a deep sense of loss? Most of us pray. We look to a higher source to direct and guide our lives. All this is incredible. Many of us feel that we're alone, isolated. There's a lot of fear. And the only way to get through it is to reconnect with your inner spirit. It's to take the time to meditate and pray as we reconnect with the spirit that's within us. Doing this can bring in feelings of security, wholeness, and completeness. You really need to take the time. Both Venus and Mercury will turn direct this month. Mercury turns direct on September 15th, and Venus turns direct on September 4th, the U.S. Labor Day holiday. Mercury, being retrograde for half of the month, will bring up problems relative to the working class, dealing with trade, work, and particularly strikes. The Mars in Libra is seeking balance and justice, and it moves into Scorpio on September 12th, the sign of deception, deceit, and it rules the eighth house of other people's money. Also of transformation. This energy has us looking back at everything that's been going on with the writer's strike and the political world, which is dealing with both parties. With the political world, everything is coming up to the surface, and this is going to create an enormous shift that will be happening between now and mid-September. Just watch. With Mercury retrograde, there is so much going on with travel. I feel that there will be strikes, both the writer's strike and we're going to have an airplane strike, either the mechanics or the pilots, causing great delays and shutdowns around these areas. With Mars in Libra, Mars causes things to happen. That's what Mars does. Mars is combative energy. It's fire. It's strong. It's powerful energy. It's on the south node, what we're growing away from. People are afraid because they're being told that there's another virus coming and there's flu coming. Now, much of this is being brought to you because of the COVID-19 shot. Have you read any of the medical reports on how the shot affects people? If you did not take the shot, it might be best not to do so now. However, I'm not a doctor. I'm just giving you my feelings. And never take a flu shot and a virus shot together. Ever. Shots should be taken 60 days apart, if at all. And they are exaggerating the effects of all this. They do that every year. They want the masks back for control. We've already proven that masks didn't do any good. A lot of you won't believe that, but these are part of what has to be faced this month. On September 4th, when Venus turns direct in Leo at 12 degrees, Jupiter goes retrograde in Taurus at 15 degrees on the same day. This is a square, and it causes friction. As Venus in Leo goes back over the degrees that it retrograde over by October 19th, when it moves into Virgo, you will find that healing has occurred and love has returned to your relationships. So both of you probably brought up what made you feel uncomfortable and out of center, and now you've worked it out, and that's terrific. Your relationships will be much better. On Labor Day, Venus and Jupiter do their thing. There will be major effects on the economy, especially the housing market, which Venus rules. All these explosive events that are happening are stressing the economy. It's stressing everyone everywhere, worldwide. Around September 25th, Jupiter in Taurus opposes Mercury in Taurus. In fact, that energy goes on all week. This is good for starting a business, for setting up meetings, and a good day for travel. I said Mercury's going to go into Scorpio, and Jupiter's going to be in Taurus. Mars is what's causing all the havoc in September, and there are four dates, actually five, that I want you to be aware of. I promised I would give you these dates. So here we go. I hope you have your pen and pencil ready. And remember, we are being recorded and you can get the file Monday or Tuesday. September 1st, which is Friday, Mars, Saturn are together, and they create obstacles, enemies, disease, problems. But you have the ability to overcome them, and the focus is on health, healing, and open enemies. September 16th, Mercury turned direct, and we have to reassess all the things needed doing during the last 3 weeks. And it's all going to come up for review. you wanted to make some changes, and you had realizations with Mercury retrograde. This happens worldwide. They will try to instill fear, and the focus will be on the strikes. September 19th, Mars and Jupiter. This brings major economic obstacles and problems. Problems with the economy, problems with the stock market. It will be a crucial time with many, many unexpected events. September 24th. Now listen up. This day, September 24th, is the most important day in September and maybe the most important day of the year. Saturn opposes the U.S. Saturn in Virgo in the United States of America's 10th house. Now that's the 4th of July at noontime in Philadelphia. That's the chart. It deals with leadership, with the president, with the government of the country. There could be a major strike. The country could shut down. Something big will happen. It could affect the FDIC and the banks. Something big and emotional. It's the most difficult point. It represents karma. It brings us what is due. Saturn aspects are never fun. Something big is going to blow up, affecting the entire world. This will also be a spiritual awakening. You cannot go back. You cannot change it. But we can overcome this. Some people will feel lost, will feel as if something is missing within themselves. People may feel empty. Go back to what I said. Get quiet, go within, and do your meditations and trust, because that will give you the strength to get through it. And the last date is September 30th, and that's Mars Uranus. That deals with accidents, getting caught if you're stealing, or getting caught in a crime. Suddenly, hidden secrets come to light. It can be murder. It can be power outages. It can be aircraft upsets, blow-ups, earthquakes, volcanoes. So we really do have to tiptoe through September and do the best we can to stay within and stay strong. So much is going to happen. Everybody is searching for more spirituality, living the life of meaning and purpose. Ask for a sign. Ask. It's very simple to do. You will find your sense of purpose. You will be guided by your blessed higher self, your guides, and your angels. Now is the time for this spiritual energy to be happening to you, to be brought to you, and to be expanding within you. We've come to the end of the show. I'll be back next week with more information about September. Thank you for listening. We're going to hear a wonderful song by Barbara Streisand called One God. And then Moonlight on My Window, the Breath into the Heart meditation, and We Can Live Together in Peace by Richard Shulman. I'm glad that everybody's listening tonight. I hope that I helped open your eyes to what's coming. Stay strong, stay in touch, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Placed in the sky. Different name. One.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.